light of the world, the golden censer, carrying the life coal and the chosen incense with a rich aroma, the rod of Aaron that blossomed, and the holy flower of incense. All these together direct us to the miraculous birth, O Virgin Mary. You decorated our souls, O Moses the prophet, by the honor of the tabernacle which you have adorned. The first tabernacle which Moses had made was the place of the forgiveness for the children of Israel. He made it with glory as commanded by the Lord, and according to the pattern shown unto him. There was an ark in the tabernacle, overlaid with gold, within and without. There was a mercy seat in the tabernacle, and the golden cherubim overshadowed it. There was a golden pot in the tabernacle, and the measure of the manna was hidden in it. There was a golden lampstand in the tabernacle, and the seven lamps shone upon it. There was a golden censer in the tabernacle, and the chosen aloe was in its midst. There was a flower of incense in the tabernacle, there was the rod of Aaron in the tabernacle, this which has blossomed without planting or watering. There was a golden table in the tabernacle, and the oblation bread was placed upon it. There was a high priest in the tabernacle, offering sacrifices on account of the people's sins. When the Almighty smelled the aroma, he lifted up the sins of the people. Through Mary, the daughter of Joachim, we learned of the true sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins. Who can speak of the honor of the tabernacle, which was decorated by the prophet? When the chosen scholars of the holy books saw it, they were greatly amazed. They thought with their enlightened minds and explained it through the holy books. They called Mary the daughter of Joachim the true tabernacle of the Lord of hosts. They likened the ark to the Virgin, and its chosen gold to her purity. They likened the mercy seat to the Virgin, and the cherubim of glory overshadowing her. They likened the golden pot to the Virgin, and the measure of the manna to our Savior. they like in the golden candlestand, to the church and the seven lamps, to its seven orders. They like in the golden censer, to the Virgin and its aloes, to Emmanuel. They like in the flower of incense, to Mary the Queen and the chosen incense, to her virginity. They like in the rod of Aaron, to the wood of the cross, which my Lord was crucified upon in order to save us. They like in the golden table, to the altar and the oblation bread, to the body of the Lord. They like in the high priest, to our Savior, the true sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins. He who offered himself as an acceptable sacrifice upon the cross for the salvation of our race. His good Father smelled him in the evening on Golgotha. He opened the gate of paradise and restored Adam to his authority. Through Mary, the daughter of Joachim, we learned of the true sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins. And we also pray that we may win mercy through your intercessions with the lover of mankind.